Hey guys, welcome to episode one of Trellos Tips. This is our weekly podcast that we're going to be doing here, all about Trellos finance, home loans, real estate, finance, interest rates, cost of living. It's going to be just a bunch of everything. It's not going to be your regular podcast. We're just going to wing it and see where it takes us. So today I really wanted to talk about who is Trellos Finance or who am I? So my name is Nick Lysikatos, or Nick Home Loan on Instagram. And yeah, basically I've been in the finance industry for coming on to 12 years now. We started Trellos Finance back in 2023, and we really sort of just wanted to get out of the standard and boring process of buying a property or refinancing your home loan. So yeah, 2023, we started Trellos Finance. We opened up in Alexandria, and now we've moved over to Kingsgrove. So we've got an office here. Before that, I had been in retail banking for about 10 years, between St. George Bank, Commonwealth Bank, all aspects of Sydney. So, you know, mainly in the eastern suburbs, but we focused in Sydney, like in the CBD. And, you know, at the end of the day, wherever the business is, we sort of go. So now we cater to all over the eastern shore of New South Wales. You know, we've gone as far north as Dural and as far south as Nowra. So, yeah, I think that was one of the key driving factors of starting Trellos. Was I was restricted when I was working for the banks to that 9-to-5 process or being stuck in the branch. This way now with Trellos, we're able to be mobile. We're able to assist clients outside of the regular 9-to-5 hours, because let's be real, like most people, especially in this day and age, are working. They're working 9-to-5. They don't have time to come into the bank during the day or on their lunch break. So with Trellos, we're able to sort of go out to them either after hours, before hours sometimes for those early risers. I'm not an early riser. I'm more productive in the afternoon. But yeah, I think that's something I'm trying to sort of incorporate into the business, is getting up early. I think it's very important. So yeah, we decided to start Trellos to provide more options to our clients. Another main reason was being restricted with a one bank, one policy approach. So many times throughout my career, I would think far out, like, I wish I could help this client more. I wish I could do more. I wish I could offer more. And a lot of the time I would have to just basically turn the deal away and say, sorry, you know, we can't help you. You don't fit our criteria. And that really started to just develop inside. Like it really started to annoy me. So now obviously with Trellos, we have 40 different lenders that we can offer, multiple products, multiple offerings from different banks, that allows our clients to find the right property, find the right product that suits their needs, whether it's looking for the lowest interest rate with everything going on in the market now, or even finding products that fit their needs a bit better, whether that's an offset account, whether that's a fixed facility or something along those lines, right? So being a broker allows us to compare with all these different lenders, and it allows us to find the right product for our clients. So yeah, that's basically why we started it. And then I guess some of the disadvantages of working for the bank is obviously that one bank policy, that one process, that credit policy, which depending on where you apply, you can find different risk appetites. Some banks are more adverse to risk, they're more conservative, whereas other banks are willing to look at it from a holistic approach or more of a common sense approach. And I guess that helps with clients who don't fit the black and white sort of model of home lending. One of the other disadvantages of dealing with a bank or working for a bank, I guess, is the type of work that you actually do. I know the light. Yeah, look, it's gone. Test. Let's go. All right, we're back. Like anything for the first time, there's always going to be some issues. So like I was saying, the type of work is a bit of a disadvantage when you're working for a bank, right? They have a really strict, well, I guess most, I shouldn't say they all do, but they most do. They have a strict sort of process, whether that's, you know, being in the branch physically 9 to 5 at all times. Not being open to allowing you to go to see clients, for example, you know, to travel for clients, because then it obviously has implications for them on their insurances, you know, if something was to happen, I'd imagine. So, yeah, a combination of being stuck in the branch and, you know, stuck making cold calls or not being able to go and see my clients or, see my clients outside the branch or seeing them outside of business hours, I felt was really restrictive. So yeah, that to me was sort of the final straw. It's like, I'm not going to stay in this branch all day, because it's retail banking is not like it used to be when, you know, when I was younger or when, you know, the world was younger. You know, people aren't going into the branch. Like myself, if I hadn't worked for the bank, or if I wasn't working for the bank, I don't know any reason why I would have to go into the bank. I do all my internet banking, like online, make all my purchases online. Like I deal very little in cash. And when I do need the cash, I know that's strange for a Greek, but when I do need cash, you know, I can just go to the ATM, cardless cash, that sort of thing. So I could see the future of banking, and I could see that, yeah, people weren't coming in. The numbers were starting to fall week on week. And I thought, it's time to do something different. So that's what led us to Trellos. And then I guess, how did we land on the name Trellos? Now, for those of you who don't know, my background is Greek. And the word Trellos literally translates to crazy. Now, I remember when I was trying to come up with a business name, I was sitting there for about, would have been at least 2 or 3 days, going onto the ABN lookup, going onto Google and just searching different names with finance or, you know, group or property, whatever associated with it. And every single name I was coming up with was either taken or was already registered by somebody else, so registered in a different industry. So I was concerned that, you know, there might be a bit of a conflict there. And by the third day, I was just like, far out, this is driving me crazy. And then that was the light bulb moment. I was like, crazy. Trellos. I'm a bit crazy myself generally. So I was like, perfect. This is it. So we did the ABN check, Google search, nothing came up. So we were like, perfect. Let's lock it down. We took all the socials, got the website registered. And that's basically how we landed on it. And then, yeah, so once we set that up, we got our first office in Alexandria. That was great. That was a good sort of introduction to the brokering space. I was working with another broker there who was a mentor, I guess, as such, you'd say. So he sort of showed me the ropes on how we go about processing an application or running a business for yourself. The lending side for me generally was pretty easy because I had obviously been doing it for so long. It was just more about making sure I was being compliant with, you know, storing my data and getting everything above board. So that part was really, really helpful. And I think if I hadn't have done that, I may have struggled a little bit more than I did. So that first 6 months in Alexandria really gave me the leg up to be able to go and, yeah, run my own business. It definitely was a bit of a shock going from working for somebody as an employee and having that salary every week to then running your own business and looking at, you know, all aspects of business, whether it's marketing, accounting, auditing, all that sort of stuff, right? So that was a bit of a culture shock. But I think if you've got the motivation and if you've got the drive and if you really want to succeed in business, you're able to pick it up pretty quickly. There's a lot of resources online that sort of help you with this sort of stuff. You know, I personally work with Xero pretty close. That helps all my accounting sort of stuff. We utilize cloud storage for all our client information. So it takes the responsibility off, you know, holding that information on your PC or even through your emails. Because you want to make sure that at the end of the day, right, if something was to happen, that, you know, your client's information are protected. So yeah, I think that led us to where we are today and I guess where we want to go in the future with this. So we're looking to expand and looking to sort of grow now that we've gotten to the point where we're we're comfortable in our foundation. And you'll start to see this as we start releasing more episodes. There'll be more news about where the business is going, where we're at. At the moment, we're looking at expanding the team. So it's a one-man band at the moment, but hopefully in the next couple of weeks, you'll start to see some new faces here on the Trellis Tips podcast. But yeah, other than that, there's going to be a lot of information and a lot of sharing of tips and tricks, I guess, some industry secrets. I think there's a lot of misconceptions, preconceptions. I'm not sure which one it is. But there's a lot of things that people I've realized over the years assume about mortgages or about finance that I really want to be clear with. And I want to sort of get the notion out there that, yeah, it's not as difficult as the banks make it seem, or it's not as... what's the word, hard to sort of process. So yeah, you'll see a lot of that coming up in the next couple of episodes. But today we really just wanted to introduce myself, introduce the business, and we look forward to seeing you soon.